Hi everyone, it's Gavin J, the best thing since wood. And you're listening to The Therapy Suite right here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. This week, I speak to Angela, co-founder of Eve Biology, a nutrition company for women in midlife and beyond. Angela, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing really well. And you?
I'm good, thank you. Angela, talk to us a bit before you got into, you know, Eve Biology and, you know, that kind of thing. I think it'd be good for our listeners to find out a bit more about your background.
Well, I started my career on a magazine and a television show. That was my first proper job. So I used to sell ads on magazines, and then we launched, it was a company called SA City Life, and we launched a YouTube TV series, which basically highlighted entertainment. So it was brilliant, actually. They used to go around the city at night and go into, you know, clubs and bars and cafes and interview people. So it was basically giving a real vibe of the city. It was fabulous. So that was my first job. But then not much was happening on the internet side. And I remember saying to my boss, oh my goodness, you know, this is going to be huge. And she was like, no, it's not something we're going to focus on. And I just thought, no. And I went and got a job at a company which is all about marketing online. And then I worked in internet marketing, digital marketing for, I've been one way or the other, both client and agency side, about 30 years. So I've worked on hotel accounts, I've worked on skincare accounts, food accounts, you know, I've done quite a lot of that before I did this.
Cool. That's brilliant. Talk to us. Tell us about your, you know, introduce your back. Well, you've done talk about your background. Talk to us a bit about Eve Biology. How did you come across it? How did you kind of come up and create the company, the ideas behind it, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah. So it was based on my personal experience. So I was a marketing consultant. I was 48 when I first started experiencing symptoms. And I always thought I was a pretty smart woman, but when it came to what to expect, I just had no idea what was happening. Brain fog, fatigue, just felt awful. I've always been a really energetic, focused, big energy person, but that kind of seemed to crash down the floor. I couldn't sleep, and I didn't quite know what it was. I went to my GP. Look, it's so much different now than it was 4 years ago because menopause awareness is just so much bigger than it was. But she basically said, yeah, you are having menopause symptoms. And it's probably time you just took a step back. I was 48 and I couldn't understand why another woman would tell me that my career needed to start winding down because I'd hit a certain age and, you know, I was going through a recalibration of my hormones, as it were. And then I had some experience working on some health products as a consultant. And I just thought that I can do this. You know, already I was looking, I had to look after my diet anyway because I've got Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And I have to watch what I eat. But I'd always been pretty active. I was a massive runner, always been a gym member, got a bike, Joe, very active. So I was used to using shakes and supplements and watching my diet to basically keep myself healthy. And I just thought there is something we can do with this. So I started experimenting how to keep my weight down because I put on. I remember saying to my husband, we need to change that washing machine because it's shrinking all of my clothes, because it was so alien, this putting on weight in such a short time to me. I just didn't understand it. So I'd always been used to using supplements, you know, to change how I feel, give me energy so I could do good workouts or I could run, making sure I had enough protein to build muscle. And so I just started looking at my diet, seeing what I could do with nutrition and shakes and supplements to address the symptoms I was feeling. I managed to do that went higher on protein, lower on carbs, using adaptogens. Specifically, ashwagandha for me worked really well when it came to anxiety. That was a massive, anxiety is a massive one for a lot of women, not just me. So I've never really been anxious. And then I found myself waking up and stressing at 3 a.m. about emails. Did I send that? I wonder when I sent that, if the tone of that was correct. Things that would never, it changes who you are, as you start second guessing yourself. And that was awful. So I started using adaptogens for that. So I had a routine that I was using every day. Good nutrition, supplements, shakes to control weight so I could carry on doing workouts. And that worked really well. But it was a military operation and I was a busy woman. And Eve Biology came because we started looking at, I convinced my business partner and I said, we can do this. If we manage to simplify this into one product to be able to help women regulate their hormones, get all the vitamins, the changing vitamins levels that they need in this area of their lives, then we have something. And so we went to a formulator, very well known in the UK. He makes meal replacements globally. And we worked with him for 9 months to basically get the right formula for it. And that's how Eve Biology was born. So I was experiencing the things that I wanted to help other women with.
That's brilliant that you've, you know, come up with this kind of solution to such a growing issue. GP support wise, what kind of GP support did you get?
Can I just stress it? It's totally different now. But 4 years ago, The normal thing was antidepressants. So I was offered antidepressants for the anxiety and the sleep issues, but I wasn't depressed. So I said no. HRT wasn't put on the table, really, which I found scary. And I think the fact that it was affecting my career, my livelihood, and I was just told to get on with it, that was distressing to me. And it suddenly made sense why there were no less women in boardrooms. If you look at 10%, a survey by the government, 10% of women over the age of 50 involuntarily leaving work because they can't manage symptoms.
Gosh.
And that is talent, experience, leadership lost.
That's awful. That's the first time I've actually heard about how the menopause can affect, you know, the ladies that much, to that point where the symptoms obviously makes it difficult, challenging to work.
Massively challenging. Mm. And it depends on your personality. For some women, it will be they're embarrassed. You know, hot flushes, embarrassed. For other women, huge sweating, you know, which means they have to change their clothes. For other women, you know, they have heavy bleeding, which is really awful in work, managing that. And it slowly eats away at their mental and physical confidence. Forgetting things, you know, trying to go into a board meeting and you can't remember what your sales figures were last year because it's just gone from your head. And I could relate to some of that. You know, once I forgot the word digital. I've been involved in digital marketing for 30 years and I forgot the word digital. You know,
is that down to brain fog?
Brain fog, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Which basically makes it very hard to focus and concentrate and to retain information. You kind of just lose, and you can lose vocabulary as well.
Oh gosh, really?
Yeah, you just forget certain words. Which, yeah, it can be quite distressing.
And you mentioned that since four years ago, GP support has changed quite a lot. So is there more awareness now for the kind of support the ladies need?
There is massive awareness. So the government spearheaded a menopause awareness program. So they recognized that the amount of money that was being lost in the UK economy by experienced women leaving work was significant. And so they identified that problem and said, right, what are we going to do about it? And actually, menopause awareness within businesses and within work, so women would feel more supported, was one of the innovations that they actually put forward. So a lot of businesses will have menopause programs, menopause cheerleaders, who are there to give information and let women talk to each other about symptoms, and also, you know, make little compensations to make it more comfortable in work. I mean, the famous one was the US President Obama. So he turned the air conditioning up because he had a lot of middle-aged women working in his office. So he turned the air conditioning up so it was cooler to help with hot flashes, which I thought was really cool.
What age does the menopause tend to start? Because it varies, does it? And also symptoms vary from person to person as well.
Yeah, and they will vary depending on where you are. So the average age for perimenopause, when estrogen and progesterone levels actually start faltering, so they can come and go, so you'll get spikes of hormones. That's the average age of that is 46. And the average age of menopause, so when your periods stop, is 52. And then you enter postmenopause a year after you've had no periods. That's postmenopause. And symptoms can carry on for up to 8 years.
Oh, okay.
Lucky us.
Gosh, 8 years.
But they will change. They will change. The symptoms, your mental and physical symptoms change depending on where you are in that journey. And they will differ from woman to woman. No two women will have the same experience.
No, of course. So the support you get in your 40s and the support you get in your 50s will be quite different in those
yes.
decades. Yeah.
Yeah, because your hormone levels are going down all the time. So that will affect different parts of your body at any one time as well. That's why at the beginning of kind of the menopause phase, you will have very different symptoms to postmenopause. So postmenopause, a lot more physical symptoms like joint pain and, you know, brittle bones, dryness, skin, hair dryness. That is very much more pronounced as postmenopause goes on.
Okay. We're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Steve, thanks for telling us a bit about Eve Biology, and obviously talking about the menopause as well. There's also a meal replacement shake that's come about. Is that right?
So what we wanted to do with Eve Biology, nutrition company for women. So our intention was always to use nutrition to help women regain their mental and physical confidence. Based on my experience, our first product is a meal replacement. So a meal replacement, because it was a format which allowed us to do three main things. One was help women control weight, and we'll touch on that in a minute, because weight is really tricky, but I'll tell you why we actually address it. So we wanted to help women control weight, improve gut health, because hormonal symptoms, it helps regulate hormones and target menopause symptoms. Doing all three of those things, a meal replacement shake would enable us to do all three things in one product, because we're actually able to give all the nutrition you need to safely miss a meal so you can control your weight, enhance with vitamins and minerals that you need at this stage, as well as adaptogens. So actually balancing all of that was possible in one simple shake. Remember we spoke about me in my experiments trying to balance pills and shakes and nutrition, but we basically got everything I did and put it in one product. So a woman can go to work, have an Eve Biology shake, be getting all the nutrition she needs for the day, she'll be improving her gut health and targeting menopause symptoms. One shake.
That's brilliant. I've done shows on gut health as well, which is another major point of health, isn't it? And for both men and women. And as you get older, gut health becomes so much more important, because there's so many issues related to the gut, isn't it?
We still don't know. We still do not know.
You're discovering. You know,
everything. I mean, they say it is your body's chemicals. And we do know sort of hormone regulation, because that's kind of interesting as well. So your estrobolum is a group of bacteria in your gut, which helps to metabolize hormones. Estrogen. So it is there to actually send that estrogen to all your estrogen receptors all over your body. And it is also dependent on estrogen to do that. So it's got a very symbiotic relationship with the body. Postmenopause women have less gut diversity than premenopause. So there have been studies done. Zoe did a study on it. And they concluded that there is a direct relation between a drop in estrogen and a drop in gut microbiome diversity, which is why it was super important for us to address gut health in the shake. Because by doing that, if we increase the gut microbiome, we can support the estrobolum, which then is able to send the circulating estrogen to all the estrogen receptors around the body, where it can actually get to the places it needs. It's fascinating, gut health. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I was reading somewhere where basically it's advised that as we get older, we should eat less meat and eat more lean protein, because the body, it puts a lot of pressure on our digestive system. And in itself, that can cause aging, but also tiredness, because it takes up a lot of energy.
Yes.
And so it's considered it's good to go more vegetarian, And if you're going to eat if you're going to eat meat, have very, very lean types of meat, like, you know, chicken or whatever it might be, or fish rather, that kind of thing.
Fish. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So women in menopause, more fish than meat, you know, and a lot of fiber, which you can get through eating lots more vegetables, you know. You can get your fiber doing that. But yeah, so when it comes to the cholesterol part, women do struggle managing cholesterol levels after menopause as well. So during menopause and after. So estrogen helps to manage cholesterol levels in the body, and it keeps your arteries free from fatty plaque. So when that estrogen drops, you lose some of that protection. So by tweaking your diet and not eating as much saturated fat, you can actually rebalance that protection.
You know, the menopause sounds like a right nightmare. I think it probably is, isn't it? It really, I mean, I've spoken to other ladies about menopause. I've done shows on menopause. And honestly, I think some people feel like they're living in a nightmare.
Yeah, I've heard some awful, awful stories. But one of our missions, one of my missions, it's you can make a massive impact. Massive impact with nutrition and exercise. And I know it sounds boring, but it isn't. It isn't. And if it's going to help those menopause symptoms and help you do what you need to do, even walking, I'm a massive fan of walking. I do 15 to 20,000 steps a day at the weekends because I've got two dogs, so we're always roaming about. But even short bursts of brisk walking will help to increase your heart health. It will help to tone. And being outside clears the head. It's a great exercise. And there's also a good app. I'm going to promote the NHS's app now. So it's called Active 10. It's fabulous. I use it all the time. Active 10, it's free to use. So it basically will measure how much walking you're doing on your phone. You can do it in 10-minute spurts. And if you question whether you're walking briskly enough, there's actually a measurement in there. So you can actually time if your brisk pace is brisk enough. So if you are going from zero exercise, just try 10 spurts of brisk walking a day, and that will make a difference. That will make a difference to your heart health.
I mean, I think walking is like, it's like a super exercise, isn't it?
I agree.
It's brilliant. It's like a superpower. I mean, it's strange, but a few months ago, I was reading about, I do a lot of walking. I enjoy walking, going out on the bike, that kind of thing. And I thought, let me just read a bit about walking, you know, because we all do it. We've done it for, you know, for years. And it is quite unbelievable how it balances everything. It balances your hormones, it balances your blood pressure, improves your immune system, improves your general for exercise wise. It's just really good for you, and that kind of thing, you know.
Sleep,
absolutely.
I got myself a weighted vest as well. Oh, revelation.
Gosh, that's another level, isn't it?
No, but it's not that heavy. It's only 5Ks.
But it makes a difference, doesn't it?
It makes a huge difference, yeah. Yeah. But walking, I find the greatest joy of walking, you don't need anything for it, don't need any kit for it. You don't need to go anywhere. You can do it around your neighborhood. Through the year, you can see the changes in the seasons. And actually, being out and about, you're part of your community because you see the same people all the time. And I think that's really good for your health, you know? Knowing your neighborhood, it's a good thing.
Absolutely. Tell us a bit more about managing stress and, you know, why it's a big deal.
So women in midlife, probably one of the most stressful times because they're bringing up, so they tend to be bringing up teenagers and supporting their own parents. Plus, women will be in quite a senior job. So stress levels there tend to be pretty, pretty high. The reason why it's important, I mean, everyone says managers, you need to learn to manage stress. It's so much harder than it sounds. But the physical reason that you need to manage it is because when your ovaries stop giving the estrogen that you used to have, your body has a backup estrogen supply, which is your adrenal glands. Yeah. So if you are stressed, you have stress hormones, adrenaline and cortisol, and your adrenal glands will pump out stress hormones if you're super stressed. And if they're doing that, they won't be making your backup estrogen, which actually is your body's plan B to take the edge off the symptoms that you're getting because your ovaries aren't giving you enough estrogen anymore. So if you just look at it, if you learn to manage your stress, you won't have as many stress hormones and your adrenal glands will be able to go, okay, we can do our job and pump out this estrogen. It isn't as much as your ovaries, but it is supposed to be enough to actually see you through into postmenopause.
Okay. So obviously...
And that's why it's important. So on that, I always found, so that when it comes down to cortisol, ashwagandha, we use that in our shakes. So ashwagandha KSM-66. And that's because it's got a lot of clinical research and case studies behind it, one of which is helping to lower cortisol. So it helps you feel a lot less stressed and it supports sleep as well. I've used that for, I'd say, 6 years now, ashwagandha, and it has different effects on other people as well. So for some, it does support hot flashes as well. That worked for me. For others, it kind of helps them manage the stress and sleep, but it will differ how your body responds to it. But yeah, the stress is a big one. And walking, you know, giving yourself time to just, do you ever have that? You know, if you're thinking about something and you can't work it out, you can't come up with an answer, you can't nail what it is you're trying to do, you go out for a walk and it suddenly comes.
I know, it's amazing.
Isn't it?
It happened to me. You know, it's so strange you say this because a few days ago I was thinking about it. It wasn't a major issue. I was just thinking about, I've got to try and solve this challenge or whatever, this issue, blah, 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 whatever it was. I went for a walk and I thought, oh, why don't you just do this? And I thought, where did that come from? Do you know what I mean? It was amazing.
It's like genius strikes, isn't it?
No, it's so, you know, strange.
It's just being in a different environment. It might be the light that stimulates something or just that rhythm of moving your legs, which just allows your brain to just think. But, oh, I don't know how many times.
100%. I'm 100%. I totally agree with you on that. I'm quite a fast walker. I don't like walking too slow. I like to walk at a really good pace. I mean,
it's a
very good pace. A lot of people don't like my pace because they're like, what, are you running or something? But I just really enjoy walking fast and my brain gets going and I'm thinking, you know, and it's brilliant. I just think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know? I think it's underestimated. It's underestimated how useful and how enjoyable a walk is, you know?
Yeah. It's funny. I met a super interesting man about maybe 15 years ago. So he was a potential client for the agency I was working in. He was from Australia, but he only liked walk and talk meetings.
Oh,
so every time he used to come over to the UK, and I was in London at the time, he would tell me to meet him at a landmark. Those walks were incredible. So we would walk and talk between two landmarks every time we met. So he believed in the benefits of walking and the quality of communication when you walked. And that man showed me so much of London I had not seen because he was just walking it every day, you know? But he also walked quite fast. So walk and talk was a bit...
Oh, yes. I love walking fast. It's brilliant. I think with walking, there's more brain stimulation, there's more brain activation, and I think your thoughts, you're able to kind of process thoughts a lot faster. So you're then, and you're not, because you're in that zone where you're walking, you're all you can do is forward think. You've got no time to kind of think, oh, but what if this happens or that happens? And you're just forward thinking, saying, right, this is what's going on. I think we should manage it like this. And you kind of just go in that zone, isn't it?
Yeah. It's almost like a fresh piece of paper, isn't it?
It is.
You know, you just got nothing there that is actually stopping that creative thought. So no, I'm a super big fan of that. But I would say people, if anyone listening doesn't like walking and they know they have to get some more activity in their day, it's non-negotiable. Actually keeping active if you want to keep your health. Active 10 for me has just been, honestly, it's a great little app.
Yeah.
Sits in your pocket and you get a nice little prize every 10 minutes you do.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's a great app.
Just going to another ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So Eve, I know you've touched on it already. Sorry, Angela, I'm talking about Eve Biology now. I'm getting mixed up between Eve Biology and Angela. I'm kind of joining you both together now because it is more or less you and Eve Biology.
Well, it more or less is, yes.
I know we've touched on it. Weight. Yeah. Let's talk a bit more about weight and how it can be
tricky. All right, so the weight issue. Help.
Yeah.
I could go on about this. The reason why we wanted a meal replacement which would help control weight. We were coming out of a big sort of phase when body positivity was huge. And actually, someone said to me, do you not think actually working weight control into a product is a bad move at this time? Because of the politics of it, the politics around it. But the facts are... If you're overweight, you have a higher risk of type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease. And for women, more women die of cardiovascular disease than breast cancer. Women in menopause actually are at a higher risk of cardiovascular disease than men if they are overweight. So by being a healthy weight, you can actually drop those risks of chronic disease. And I know I just think sometimes the NHS markets itself really poorly because their advice, the information is there, but it's just not getting enough to people. And so we couldn't ignore it. Whether women choose whether they choose to use our product to actually control their weight or not, because it depends on if you want to lose and get to a healthier weight, replace two meals of your three main meals a day. If you just want to maintain your weight, one, you know, so we've left that flexibility there. And women, they're kind of like accordions, you know, a little bit heavier, a little bit lighter, a little bit heavier, a little bit lighter. But 50% of women will put on weight in menopause, well, between perimenopause and menopause, and it's not light. The average is about 10 kilograms, which is quite a significant weight gain.
Yeah, no, of course.
And that won't make, you know, it makes doing things a little bit more difficult, you know, walking, keeping active. And then that on top of the menopause symptoms, a lot of women just become a lot less active because of brain fog, because of lack of sleep, because of stress, because of the thousands of things they've got to do every day. That also contributes to a gain in weight. But it's something I tried to clear up on LinkedIn as well. A meal replacement is not necessarily, it's not there to make people skinny. That is not our intention. It is there to help you control weight if you need to. If you don't, one a day.
No, of course.
Do you not find it interesting as well? Let's just touch on the sort of body positivity. So for the last, say, 3 years, it was just accepting, which is great. You know, all sizes, whatever size you want to be. There is the health aspects of being a little overweight. But then in the past 8 months, Ozempic has just dominated news, magazines, online, and people just want to be thin. Do you not find that interesting?
Yeah, it's...
And a bit frightening.
Definitely. But I think the whole slit... I think being too thin is not such a good thing. I know social media promotes it. I know... You know, the whole model thing. But I just think, just a woman with a nice, normal body. Do you know what I mean? I don't,
you know what?
Natural. Yeah. And natural. I don't, the whole thing around you've got to be this slim and this toned. I don't.
That's a lot of pressure. I think for me is healthy. Because if you don't have your health, you cannot do the things you want to do and throw your light into this world. That is the biggest thing, you know, and you need to, so for women as well, particularly women in their 50s onwards, muscle mass, you're going to be losing that. It's age related. Yeah. The more muscle mass you lose, the more fat you have, which actually slows your metabolism.
Yeah, that's right.
Which makes it. Yeah.
It's for men and women, isn't it? You lose muscle tone, and that's what starts to affect the joints as well.
Yes. Yeah. So even, and again, walking will help with that. I mean, weight bearing exercises are great if you can manage to do those as well. You know, just a few weight bearing exercises that will pay dividends. But that is why we need our muscles, because also for women, you are going to lose bone strength.
Of course. Yeah.
So osteoporosis is quite big in women. As they age, but you can offset that. Not everyone will be able to, but you know, by keeping exercise will help strengthen your bones and making sure you've got the right vitamins, calcium and vitamin D, because they're the big duo when it comes down to supporting bone health. Making sure you're getting your vitamins, making sure you're exercising, so your muscles will help support your bones. Weight-bearing exercise will help to strengthen your bones. So it all just plays to your favor. And we're not talking, you don't have to be a member of a gym to do any of this.
Absolutely. Just doing the workout in your own home. You don't actually need any weights. You could just, there's so many things you can do at home. You can just go on YouTube and look at the number of people that show you what to do with a chair, for example.
100%.
Use the floor. I do this.
Cans of beans, you know, depending on where you were. There are tons of things you can do to actually help with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. What does the future look like for Eve Biology?
So for us, we've just replaced, so we've got our meal replacements. They are for sale now, so we do those. Next, we've got some supplements that are coming out, and then we are going to move into snacks as well. So bars, butters. And the reason we want to do that is because, so we work with nutritionists as well. So I think it's just clear to, I want to clear this up. So a meal replacement is not total. It does not replace all of your meals. So the max you should be having is two of your three main meals a day. We advocate if you're going to use Eve Biology to get to a healthier weight, improve your gut health and target your menopause symptoms, replace breakfast, replace lunch. If you need a snack, make sure it's a high protein one. So that for us, high protein snacks is a natural extension to what we're doing. Fat, healthy fats are good for women as well. And what we found is a lot of customers, big flavor for them is the vanilla shake with a teaspoon of almond butter in it. Tastes fabulous, healthy fats, a little bit more protein. So that's actually where we want to go. So we will be a nutrition company that has products that women can incorporate into their diet. And we've got nutritionist approved recipes as well. So we work with nutritionists to create recipes that women can prepare at home, but not separately from their family, because that has always been a big problem. You know, women trying to give themselves what they need nutritionally, but the kids don't like it, the husband doesn't like it. So they've got to sit and eat meals separately, which is no fun for anybody. So working with nutritionists, we're actually able to support them and give them options. So we call the family favorites. So it will be high protein and low carb recipes, which help support your hormones, give you that protein you need, but your family's going to love it as well.
That's brilliant.
You don't have to sit eating a diet meal.
So everyone can be around the table.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't have to,
on weekends.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on Eve Biology, we've always said 5 days a week. And the reason we did that is because in the week, it's much easier for women to control their food because they've got families to look after at weekends and in the evening. But 5 days a week, it's like the 80-20 rule, you know? Be good, you know, be healthy most of the time. And at weekends, you can let loose a bit. But you can't be miserable. Life is for living. Enjoy a meal with your family.
Absolutely.
You know, enjoy those experiences with the friends.
Angela, thank you for today. A lot of very useful information about Eve Biology and the work you're doing and also some of the products. If people want to reach out to you for advice or, you know, purchase any of the products, where can they find you?
EveBiology.com.
Nice and simple.
So we actually we export all over Europe as well. So it's on sale in the UK, all over Europe and US.
Fantastic.
So we'll be going into US next year.
Brilliant. Sounds brilliant. Again, thank you for today. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. It was lovely to talk to you.
And you. And thank you to our listeners. You know where you can find me at GavinJ417 on Instagram. Until next time, take care.